Hey, happy Sunday. It's Miss Moose Playhouse. So let's play and talk about some stuff. There has been a few things that has been heavy on my heart. And I kind of want to get this out the way first and kind of let God lead me the rest of the way. So here it is. I know my past few podcasts have kind of come across about men a little bit bitter. But let's be honest, relationships are ill. And my point of having this podcast is to uplift people and to talk about facts, not always feelings. And I've been single for 3 years. It'll be in November since my fiance was murdered. And I've had men in my life prior to him that have come out the woodworks. And even still. And I will say this. I work hard in IT. Again, thank you, Tay. And I work hard doing my freelance stuff. And I have a grown-up daughter, and I have two younger girls. And I work hard. And when my kids are snotting and sneezing and I don't feel good, and if I take the time out during my busy schedule to text you, and you can even give me the common courtesy to text me back, that shit is disrespectful. And if this applies to you, I don't give a fuck how you feel. And I'm working on my potty mouth. And I say that because, again, relationships are ill, right? And if a person shows you who they are, you believe them. My Angelou said it. And she's actually the first person that got me to want to write. Her and a broadcaster, Marion Thomas, who's a journalist here in North Carolina, on WTVD Channel News 11. But I'll get into that another day. But we all are busy, and we make time for people that are important to us. And again, my podcast is mainly to try to uplift and parlay this into probably a different career for me, because I still want to do my radio thing and, you know, still get my job on Sirius XM and do other stuff, because I believe I have a voice that will help someone. Sorry, I'm a tad bit congested. So I say that to say this. I will no longer accept, and I this is not just for me. I want anyone who hears this to no longer accept words by people. Actions. I'm not accepting apologies. I need actions. So if you're saying you're too busy to text back after I know you've gotten my text to say, hey, I'm okay, hey, I'm good, I'm going through things, whatever, you can stay right over there. I'm good, love, and joy. Because I feel like my time is valuable, and if you don't appreciate the fact that I'm reaching out, I'll just sit back and not say nothing. And 9 out of 10 times when I don't say nothing, you won't say nothing either. So to me, that means that my time is not important to you, and you are not respecting me in my space. You're not respecting that I'm taking time out of my kids' time away from my two kids to reach out to you. And this applies to whoever it applies to. If it doesn't fly, if it doesn't apply, let it fly. But I'm speaking from my heart. I've prayed on letting things go. And in 2019, as my boy Sean M said on Facebook, I'm being selfish. I'm going to make sure that I take care of me, my mental health, my emotional health, my spiritual health, my physical health. I'm going to pray more, and I pray a lot. I'm going to make sure that my kids have the best mom that they can have. And whoever is going to come into my life and change that direction in a good way, God will show me who they are. But I'm not chasing after anyone. And I think as women, sometimes we do that. We always overreach. You know, the Bible says for a man to find a wife, not for a wife to find a husband. And I do want to get married. I do want to have more kids. I do want whatever my happily ever after is. It might not be what everybody else's vision is for me. But I see the vision for myself, and it's not some fairy tale. Because again, relationships take work. Friendships take work. So I say this to say that people show you, again, who they are. You believe them. And you have to take note of that. I deal with facts. Facts are, there are a lot of guys in my life who have not stepped up to the plate, and I've overextended myself. And to these men, I will not do it anymore. Not because I don't love you or care about you as a friend, but I love Rashida a hell of a lot more. As my sister Amber says, my self-esteem is on Kanye West level, and you know how that is. As I roll my eyes and give you the Prince face, because you know Prince was the king of shade. So, you know, it is what it is. But I say this for men too. If a woman is not showing you that she wants to be with you and she wants to communicate with you or anything else, you leave her the hell alone. Let her figure it out. Because men need love too. And I know a lot of guy friends of mine are going through things with women, and they're overextending themselves, and you don't get a text or a call back because they're too busy or they're going through things and they shut down. If that's how you deal with things, stay there. Get some counseling. Therapy helps. I see a therapist. Therapy helps. Ain't nothing wrong with folks going to a therapist. Do that. But don't take it out on me. Don't take it out on a person that's there for you. And then when a person stops communicating, why haven't you called me in a while? Well, the phone works both ways. Hello. Text messages work both ways. So I'm no longer accepting that. I'm not. I'm too busy to text you. I'm going through things. Well, I'm going through things too. I am now back to being a single mom. Which is something I didn't think I was going to have to deal with ever again before Justice was killed. But here I am. Almost 3 years into it. Back into being a single mom again. So I'm not accepting that. That you're too busy. You don't think I'm busy working? Providing and working two jobs for my kids? And trust me, my day job pays enough where I don't have to work a second job. But I do because I love writing. I love doing this. And this podcast is an extension of me trying to follow my dreams. But again, God is still working on me. And God's working on me not being so angry with a lot of people that have disappointed me. And I know I have disappointed some people. But I'm not a doormat. Women, we are not a doormat. Men, you are not a doormat. So if someone's in your life and they're not bringing the same level of energy that you're bringing to the table, I'm good, love, and joy. I don't care if they're in LA, Arizona, Hawaii, Florida, New York, Vermont, Chicago, freaking Tennessee. My energy will match your energy. And if you're not putting it in any effort to make sure that we stay in a cool place and we are okay, friends, lovers, or whatever, you hold that for a new year. And I'll just pray for you. I pray for your success. Don't wish you no harm. But I'm not going to do it anymore. And I want people to stand up for themselves and say, you know what? I value myself a lot. Not doing it anymore. This is not okay. And I will. And on that note, regarding that, but I'm quite serious about that. I have to make sure that I take care of me and my mental health and my happiness. And I think a lot of people take that for granted. And for those that are, as I sip my tea. You just made me realize that you don't respect me. And you can say, oh, I respect you. Your actions don't show it. And so until your actions do show it, I'm good, love, and joy. I wanted to do this podcast real quick before football starts. Hopefully the Patriots will go down today. And hopefully New Orleans will win. And I'll be excited about that. So many things. So I made a post on my Facebook page, my personal page about R. Kelly and Christians. And I said, love the sinner but hate the sin. Does that apply to him? I'm still getting feedback. Not feedback that I just asked a question. Again, I have three girls. And everyone's not going to touch that. And that's fine because people don't want to say things because people don't want other folks to be angry with them. That is fine. Love the sinner, hate the sin. Does that apply to him? Erykah Badu is getting beat up because she said she's seeing it from all sides. And I get it. So am I. Not everyone's telling the truth about what this dude has done. And it's a fact. Not everyone is telling. Now, this woman, there's a girl that came out the other day saying that R. Kelly paid her $250,000. Not $250, be clear. And now she's speaking. Where were you 2 or 3 years ago? Why didn't you speak then? You speaking now because this documentary came out on Lifetime? We all know Lifetime is a white woman's channel. Let's be for real, for real. R. Kelly has a sickness and he needs help. He's not going to admit that he needs help because he doesn't think he's doing anything wrong. Period. Do I believe that he should be in jail? Do I think that the Bible says judge not? So you won't be judged? Do I believe that you can love the sinner and hate the sin? Do I believe that right now everyone's jumping on the R. Kelly bandwagon and saying to mute R. Kelly? R. Kelly wrote a lot of songs for a lot of people. Good luck with that. Do I feel different when I hear one of his favorite songs, Come to Daddy, as I mentioned before? Yep, I do. Don't play it. He seems like you're ready. Don't play it. Legs Shaking with Ludacris. One of my favorite songs by R. Kelly. Question mark with that one. I Don't Mean It. Haven't played that song in years. Is it still one of my favorite songs? I may say You Can Walk, but I Don't Mean It. I might name call. I Don't Mean It. I might say some silly stuff, but that's just a front. I Don't Mean It. I may holler at you. I Don't Mean It. I may tell you we're through. I Don't Mean It. That's actually my favorite R. Kelly song. And that song has helped me through some stuff with some men. Especially the men especially Justice. So yeah, that song, eh. But real talk. Do you love the sinner and hate the sin? And R. Kelly has been acquitted of wrongdoing at first. And right now, all of these issues or things or allegations, and some of these things are from people who he used to pay them and work for them, and people are bitter. That's also a possibility. I just think that this is a big issue and it's not going to go away. He got dropped from his label. But that line, anyone who comes forward and say something positive about R. Kelly, y'all trying to crucify them, like put them on like y'all treating them bad. So no one wants to say nothing. No one wants to have an opinion that's against muting R. Kelly because social media is like beating them the hell up. Just like with the whole national anthem thing, where folks are beating up a Gladys Knight. Now, Gladys Knight has been in the game forever. And some of y'all mofos are like beating her up. Like, how dare she? Look, I understand about taking a knee. I get it. I get it. But you can't, you know, no one gets paid for doing stuff for the Super Bowl. And if you don't believe me, look it up. You don't get paid for that. I mean, you get probably, you know, more followers now because social media, and your sales might go up, but you're not getting no paycheck from that. This is what you're doing for free because you're getting the exposure. All right, so let's be honest. This is Gladys Knight. She's like Black History royalty. I don't agree how defiant her response is in regards to Colin Kaepernick, but I get why she's like, F this. I've been doing this way before you were born. You still got, you know, titty juice, you know, coming off your breath. Like, dude, this is not what we're gonna do. You are not gonna come for Gladys Knight. Not like Colin, but you are not coming for Gladys Knight. That's like grandma. You ain't going for Gladys. Boy, if you don't sit your light-skinned ass down somewhere and shut the hell up. I get what you're doing. I'm with the cause. Trust and believe. But Gladys Knight, that's what your that's what your parents, your adoptive parents, or who you call your mom and dad should have told you to shut the hell up. And don't say nothing about Gladys Knight. Don't say that. Just don't. Don't go there. Forget that we are all here for you. But don't say nothing in public about Gladys. Don't have your girlfriend, fiance, whoever it is, your publicist. Don't have nobody say nothing about Mama Gladys. Because she be the main one over there in Atlanta making you some chicken and waffles and some collard greens with turkey. And some black-eyed peas with turkey. She's making you a meal with no damn swine in it. Don't go over there and say nothing bad about Gladys. Don't even have your friends go out in public and say nothing bad about Gladys Knight. You sit down and shut the hell up and let her go ahead and try to unify us and make her damn coins so she can have some more sales. And you shut the hell up. I'm just saying. But come on, that's the Gladys Knight. You don't say nothing bad about Gladys. I mean, shoot. Those are people that have been in the struggle, who have probably marched with Dr. Martin Luther King, and this is why there's no school on Monday. This is supposed to unite us. Let's not do that. Let's not bring each other down. We can agree to disagree. I do not agree. Look, I'm a Cowboys fan. You think I agree with Jerry Jones' slave ass owner ways? Nope. Not at all. I just don't. Say what you want. I'm a Cowboys fan. I got a star tattooed on my chest. I'm a diehard fan. One day I'll tell you the story about that. Shout out to my boy Max. He was with me when I got the star on my chest. I'm not gonna boycott. Doesn't always work. There's other ways to use your voice. Again, hence why I wanted to do this podcast, because I know I am speaking for people who can't really speak, for themselves. And everyone has a voice. That's why God has us here. And again, my job is to try to be as positive as I can, but also be realistic about stuff. And to try to watch my potty mouth in the midst of doing that. As my dad said, there's a whole bunch of other words in the dictionary. You don't have to cuss. I'm college educated, so I really shouldn't cuss, and it's not ladylike. Also, I told being sarcastic and a smartass is not ladylike either. Or it's not a turn on for a certain guy. And to whoever that guy is, this is how you met me 15 years ago. You wouldn't be chasing me now if it wasn't attractive. Ha ha! My Jada Kiss voice. Anyways, I'm going to sip my tea. Wendy Williams is taking a break to concentrate on her health and her family. A lot of y'all people are... Look, let me tell you something. Like, real quick. 50 Cent is the king of fucking petty. I cursed again. Sorry. I love it. He gets on my nerves, but I love 50 Cent. He is the king of fucking petty. Oh, my gosh. I love it. Sometimes I'm like, damn, dude. Like, did you get some last night? Who did you sleep with that pissed you the hell off? You know, talking about get this strap. It's funny to me. He is the king of heat. Now, that's a troll. Anyone's trolling, that's a troll. He's funny to me. But he says things that a lot of people are thinking but are afraid to say. So, shout out to 50 Cent. Because he is the king of petty and I love it. Love it, love it. So, Adrian, Dear Adrian, you know, that fight with Manny. You lost, bro. Just suck it up. You talk a lot of shit, but you didn't back it up. You won that fight. Nigga, did we watch the same fight? Oh, real quick. Shanice killed it with the national anthem. I know some of you youngins don't understand. You know, Chris Brown's Undecided is from that. I had the Shanice hat and everything. I Love Your Smile was still one of my favorite songs. Ask my dad. I ran that tape into the ground. So, you know, I was trying to sing it at church recitals and stuff. Yes, I actually can sing. I used to sing with an S, but now I kind of just sing. Ask about me. Some of my childhood friends, they would tell you. Yeah. I used to have a voice. But now I use it for different things. And get your mind all together. Because I don't do that either. But anyways, seriously, real talk. Shanice killed it with the national, yeah. About this fight. That was a waste of time. I can't get those minutes back at all. But I would like to say this. Again, back to 50 Cent and being the king of Petty. Y'all know 50 has something to say. He always has something to say. Find it funny. Some people don't like it. Some people think he needs to grow up. I find it funny. I had a friend who posted on Facebook that he broke a 50-year-old's back yesterday. So my petty ass told him to stop lying. Sure did. You know, one name you mess, Wes, Les, Flex, Kesh. Sounds like Les. Sounds like Wes. Whoever you are. You know damn well you didn't do that. Negro, if you don't stop lying. First of all, somebody 50 years old would turn your ass the entire hell out. So, I called him a straight damn liar on social media. Sure damn did. Oh well. Here's a show I watch called Married to Medicine. Shout out to Dr. Heavenly. She's like my sister in my head. I watched the reunion and, there is a couple. Okay, if you've never watched Married in Medicine, look it up. But Toya Harris made a comment to Quad about, you know, if we're having a couples trip because she's going through a divorce, you're no longer allowed because, you know, you can't learn nothing from that. But if she was still married to her husband and not going through a divorce, she can learn something. And one of the other doctors, Toya's not a doctor, just FYI. And I like Toya. But I like Dr. Heavenly more because she just says what you really think, too. She'd be like, your mama. I don't say nothing about nobody's mama. Because even though me and my mama go through things, I want no one saying my mama nothing. She's still my mama. And I will still bust your ass if you talk about Bess. Just letting you know that real quick. And my girlfriends know. She's still my mother. If I have to respect her, you're gonna respect her too. I don't care what I say about her. You're not gonna talk about my mama. Like you lost your damn mind. That ain't gonna happen. But I disagree with that. If there's a couple's trip and most of my friends are married. I'm probably there's a very few of us in a group of friends. I have different groups. But out of the one of the two groups that I'm in, I am the single one, and that's not by choice, obviously. And they do things as a couple. They say, hey, Rashida, you want to roll? I don't feel like I'm the third wheel. I'm like, hey, give me all the information I need. I like positive role models and relationships. I like positivity. I want to learn. So I'm good with that. But her point was, you can't learn anything from us. What I assumed her point was, that you can't learn anything from us. Because we're all married and now you're going through a divorce. So why would you even want to be around us? Because we're doing couple stuff and you'll be the odd man out. I kind of get that. But again, if it's positive, why wouldn't I want to get something from that? And She said, but it's okay for me to learn something from you guys while I'm married and my husband's working. But because I'm no longer married or because I'm going through a divorce, I can't be around my married friends in a group setting on a group trip. It's not fair. And I agree. I don't think that's right. And, you know, I believe that, again, relationships take work. They do. There's a show on OWN, something regarding Huntsville, Alabama. Shout out to Take Six and Virtue in Oakwood College. Or is it university now? The Seventh-day Adventist school that folks try to pressure me to go to. Hey, Brian McKnight got kicked out of Oakwood. Ha 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 ha. Fun fact for today. And I watched a little bit of it. Still trying to figure it out. And there was a comment about, is there a thing as respectful cheating? Just sit on that for a second. Just sit on it. Yeah, respectful cheating. I'm going to let you guys hold that. Is that some country bumpkin down south shit that I don't know about? What the entire fuck is respectful cheating? Really? That's what that's called. So, Keisha can call your phone knowing I'm sleeping with you tonight. And, hey, Sheeta, Keisha called. And, I know you know about Keisha. We're going out for dinner. I'm going to get up out of my bed to go hang out with Keisha and go out to dinner. And I'm probably going to go over to Keisha's house and have sex with her. But I'm just letting you know this ahead of time. Because the cheating is supposed to stay between the three of us. See, I'm working on my potty mouth sometimes because, again, my dad said there's other words in the dictionary and I'm college educated. He's, you know, I paid for that NYU education. So, you know, I guess I can't curse. But, man, I want to say some raggedy doop 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 on this. So I'm going to say it anyways. That's some fucked up shit. You telling me there's a thing as fucking respectful cheating? Have you lost your rabbit ass mind, Negro? What? Let me tell you something. Let me bring it down a notch or two or three. Cheating does not start in the bedroom. Cheating starts with, hey, love, how you doing? My wife is at work. Can you call me? Cheating starts with, hey, liking your pictures on Facebook or Instagram. Cheating starts with sending emails in Texas. Cheating starts with, my husband's not home, but you can call me while he's at work. My husband works from 8 to 5. He normally doesn't come home for a lunch break, so you can call me, you know, between then. Oh, well, since we both work, how about you call me during my lunch break and we can talk? And I can tell you all the things I can't tell my spouse. That's how cheating starts. And cheating starts with emails. Again, in Texas, and Instagram, and Facebook likes. And, you know, let me step outside and have this conversation because, you know, I don't feel like having this conversation in front of my spouse. It doesn't start in the bedroom. And once it becomes, once it comes to the bedroom, all right, well, you know what? Let's meet up for lunch and have an afternoon delight. Let's meet up for lunch and just talk. And then you're in the car in the back of a Dodge Durango having sex in a parking lot. Or you're in the back of a Chevy Blazer and you're having sex in the parking lot or at the park. Or you're going down on him and he's going down on you, and again, you're having sex in somebody's car. Yeah, it starts there. It doesn't necessarily start in the bedroom. It starts through conversation, and then it leads to other stuff. So this respectful cheating thing don't work for me. And I have worn my scarlet letter. And from experience, it came back. and from experience, didn't taste good when it came back. I don't know what shit tastes like, so can't say it tastes like shit. But it didn't taste good. And we have to be mindful of that. I am not condoning anyone's respectful cheating. Because if my spouse was talking to another woman, I'm talking about me being married, not me being in a relationship as an engaged or anything else. I've had that happen too. Trust and believe. The hoes are list along with justice. Trust and believe as I roll my eyes. I'm talking about being married. If my husband or my wife, because you never know which way I'm going to go, is out there talking to another person emotionally, and I'm supposed to be giving you what you need, and I'm not. Tell me what I'm not giving you so I can fix it. That's what people seem to fail to realize. Tell me what I am not giving you. So tying this back into the married of medicine thing, Toya was wrong. Qua could still learn from people that are married. I have married friends that I learn from. And I learn from my married friends that are in healthy relationships, because everyone's not going to tell you everything, because we don't know what goes on behind closed doors. So what I'm learning from, maybe it's the facade of marriage, maybe, or the facade they're putting on for me, maybe. But I love to see couples that are like, look, this is not a good time, Rashida. We're about to get into it. We'll talk to you later. Yes, be honest with me, because I know relationships, again, are fucking ill. And they are not perfect. And they're not. And people need to stop acting like they are. They're not. And it takes work. And it takes a lot of prayer and patience. And I am not going to be patient with someone that I am not involved with. I don't give a damn who you fucking are. I am not giving you husband privileges when you're not even a boyfriend. Not even trying to be a boyfriend. You're just trying to be someone that can call me every now and then to make you feel better about yourself. Not doing it. And if it doesn't apply to you, don't get mad. Please don't send me no text messages or call me. Because there are plenty of Negroes that line applies to. So if it applies to you, my middle finger is up. Sorry, not sorry, I guess. But there's no such thing as respectful cheating. And if that's going to be the dynamic of your relationship, you might as well be on Sister Wives. You on the wrong show, because Oprah ain't playing that. Oprah don't want no drama. Respectful cheating my ass. Oprah's not trying to get involved in nothing. And that's why she dropped the show Love Is. And I liked that show. Oprah said this girl's coming out the woodwork talking about she done slept with old boy. And he's beat on her, and the wife knows about it and all this other extra stuff. Oprah said, let me go ahead and cancel this show, because you guys are the producers of it and wrote about it, and this is supposed to be about your relationship. However, your relationship has hills and dips and curves and hills and dips and curves, and oops. Your husband was being with somebody else while he was with you, and allegedly the lady said that you beat on her. Let me dial that back a notch or two or three or four. Sorry. Let's cancel the show. Y'all might want to go to Netflix or something. And they probably could. I wish they would. I like Love Is. I like seeing Kadeem Hardison in a different role. I love that. So it's unfortunate. But no, sorry. There's no thing as respectful cheating. And if you are a man or a woman, and your husband or wife is emotionally engaging with someone, that is your choice to decide to stay. You know, Mama Braxton said, pretty much, I'm paraphrasing, you deal with it until you're able to make a move. To some degree, she's right. You can't make a move right now. You don't do nothing but let that person continue to cheat in peace. That's what she said. Until you get your coins together and you leave. And some of us are too prideful to do that. And we stay and we let this man or woman beat us down. I'm talking from experience here too. I won't let that happen again. So I will say this to anyone that's going through that, man or woman. find the courage and find your voice to leave. Because if it starts now, with texts and Instagram and Facebook likes, we all know where it's probably going to lead to. And I would hate for you to come home, go to a hotel and find your spouse there. And I don't have any bail money. I don't have any bail money for my male friends. I don't have any male money. I don't have any bail money for my female friends. Don't put me in a situation where I have to come and bail you the hell out. Or you can call me and tell, well, someone needs to get the strap. Don't do that. Pray on it. Work on your marriage. And I don't have any bail money. But don't be a sucker for love. Because 2019 is about being selfish and preserving your space and preserving your energy. And again, there's no such thing as respectful cheating. There's just not. So I'm interested in this new show. And I'll try to continue to watch it to see what I can get from it. But if you have positive role models in your life, married couples, you should reach out to them. I do. Because I'm at the point now where I'm ready to start dating and, you know, going out and letting my hair down a little bit more and about to flatten my curly hair and put some earrings on and turning 41 in a few months. I'm ready for this. I'm, you know, looking forward to moving and just changing the what was me, I lost my fiance, I'm depressed thing. I need to change that because it's not getting me anywhere, A. And I'm not happy. B and C, it's time for me to start living my life. Because he would have been lived his if the shoe was on the other foot. I wouldn't have been dead in the ground too long before he was done that. And he was doing that before he was dead. So, no shade, just facts. No, not feelings, just facts. So yeah, respectful cheating. Y'all can have that shit. Oops, I cursed again. But bringing it back to the main point of my podcast and what has been heavy on my heart. I'm going to do better and not be so bitter and angry about things, but I have to get that out. My energy will match yours, and I urge anyone who hears this, you may not feel it, you may not want to say it, your energy should match theirs. Relationships, friendships, your energy should match theirs. There are a few people that are an exception to that rule, and I'm not going to name y'all because... And then if I forget somebody, y'all be all mad at me. And no, you didn't say me. And what up? Nope. There are a few people in my life I know who are not good at calling or texting back. And you know who you are. And they're mainly the female friends. This probably doesn't apply to any of my male friends. Because a lot of y'all motherfuckers have no excuse. And the ones that do may have an excuse that I think are valid, y'all might get a pass. That's not who you think it is. And you think that I'm giving you a pass and you think this is about you, nah, bro, you still don't have a pass. But seriously, there's an exception for every rule, and there are a few people that I know for a fact they're not good at that. And I'm just like, hey, let me call. Because this is just what it is. And on that note, I'll hit you guys up on Tuesday. This is Miss Moose Playhouse. Have a blessed next few days. I said what I said. I meant what I said. I said it. I said it. I said it. Let's be positive. 2019, let's get it. But I said what I said, and I said what I said, and I meant what I said. And pray for all those who don't like it. God bless. Peace.